Blog Talk Radio.
Yakuza! Yakuza! Yakuza Kick Radio! Anyone listening? Anyone listening? Knock, knock! Listen, listen! This is Sammy Callahan, and you're listening to him on Yakuza Kick Radio. You better all listen!
Yakuza Kick Radio!
Yakuza Radio!
Yakuza Kick Radio!
Yakuza Kick Radio!
Yakuza Kick Radio!
That's Yakuza Kick Radio!
Yakuza Kick Radio!
Well, this is Mr. Insanity, Toby Fine, and if you're not listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, then you're weird. Boom.
All you had to do was listen to Yakuza Kick Radio, but you didn't. Now look at that guy. You only fuck that. Black D. Holler.
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
And you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, the best in internet wrestling radio, period, bar none, just like Adam Cole.
Yakuza Radio, love the name, Yakuza.
Yakuza Kick Radio has risen from the ashes of bad internet radio and become the premier place for any independent professional wrestler to stop and record their voice.
J-Cat and fucking Eric Lawrence cannot fucking keep this from the public, that they are fucking dyed-in-the-wool, true blue fucking members of fucking Cult Fiction, and motherfuckers need to keep that shit in fucking mind.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. That's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
J-Cat Morris and Eric Williams, your hosts of Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio. Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. I'm your host, J-Cat Morris. With me, as always, is my co-host, Eric Williams, and it is September 8th. We come to you live Thursday night. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, Jay. How you been?
Doing all right. Got some stuff to talk about tonight. First off, it is the opening week of football. Apparently, one of the two teams that are playing tonight realized that, and we're definitely going to get into that. As we did last year, we're going to do our football picks. We're going to go over that weekly, you know, and actually keep track of it this year and see who comes out on top. And, you know, pick the spreads via CBS Sports, and we'll just, I think we'll pretty much get right into that, if you're cool with that, Eric.
Yeah, not a problem.
All right, you know, for those who don't know, the Packers are playing the Saints right now. Me and Eric had talked to each other earlier in the night, so we weren't going to wait until this game was 14-0 to make our picks. But we had both, the game is New Orleans at Green Bay, Green Bay being favored by 4.5, and we both sided with Green Bay. So that's a good thing, I guess. Okay,
right.
next game up, we got the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Baltimore Ravens, and the Ravens are favored by 2.5. Who you got, Eric?
You said what? What was that? What game did you go to?
We got the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Baltimore Ravens with the Ravens favored by 2.5 points.
Okay. I was looking, I'm like, oh, okay. That's not the game in order. So I got Pittsburgh.
All right, I got Pittsburgh as well. I think that's a pretty good go. Apparently, CZW Ewok is having problems in the, you know, getting in, whatnot. For some reason, I don't know. Everybody else is hearing us. Hope he's able to. Hopefully, he's not just got his computer muted. I do that sometimes. Anyway, next game we got the Atlanta Falcons at the Chicago Bears, with the Atlanta Falcons favored by 2.5, and I'm going to go with Atlanta on this one.
I'm going to go with Chicago.
All right. Next game up, we got the Cincinnati Bengals at the Cleveland Browns. With the Cleveland Browns favored by 6.5 points. Who you got?
I'm going with Cincinnati.
And I'm going to go against Sammy Callahan's better wishes, and I'm going with the Browns. Just Cincinnati, man. They've let go of so much, and they kept one of the worst parts of their offense possible, and that is Carson Palmer. And I really don't think that they have enough to hold this through the season.
Well, he's gone. He retired.
Really?
Yeah, he retired. Their new quarterback is a rookie from TCU, Andy Dalton.
Ah, I thought Carson Palmer was still there.
No, Carson Palmer retired.
Oh, well, that's good for him. Well, good for Cincinnati or somebody, but no, apparently they didn't update the roster on Madden for that quarterback change, because I just played Cincinnati the other day, and Carson Palmer was throwing strikes, which is weird, because he usually doesn't do that in real life. Anyway, yeah, the Indianapolis Colts facing off against the Houston Texans. Whose pick is that, mine?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Houston.
I'm gonna go with you on that one. I'm gonna pick Houston.
Yeah, the Peyton Manning with Indianapolis Colts are gonna have problems.
How long is he out for? Anybody know?
I don't know.
I know he just had another neck surgery, so.
I don't know. I mean, he's a guy who's gonna be back in there, as soon as very possible, I'm sure. And like, you know, the guy obviously wasn't you know, the type of that was just ruling it out. I mean, they actually made another announcement, I think yesterday, like, Peyton is definitely not starting. And it's like, dude, if it's coming down to the day before, he was obviously busting his ass trying to get back in there. You're not going to see too big of a lack of Peyton Manning. That's just my prediction. You know, I'm no doctor, but so we'll see.
Right.
I don't like their chances without him, though. But, then you got the Tennessee Titans at the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars being favored by 2.5, and who do you got?
I'm going with Tennessee.
Yeah, I got to go with Tennessee as well. I don't know. The Jacksonville Jaguars are one of those teams that are really hard to impress me or hard to convince me to go with them year after year.
But sometimes they get the job done. You know what I mean? They do stuff.
Yeah.
They just released quarterback David Garrard, so we'll see how that works out for Jacksonville.
All right. Next game up is the Buffalo Bills at the Kansas City Chiefs, with the Chiefs favored by 6.5 points.
I'm going with Kansas City.
And so am I. A lot of similarities here this week.
Yeah.
You got your Philadelphia Eagles taking on the St. Louis Rams in St. Louis, Philly, favored by 4.5 points, and I got to go with the Eagles.
And I'm going with the Eagles as well.
Wow, big shock there. Believe me, I'd love to go against them, but I just don't believe St. Louis has
enough to go up against them. Wait till you hear what I pick for the San Francisco 49ers game.
No, I can't wait. You got the Detroit Lions at the Tampa Bay Bucks, with the Bucks favored by 2.5 points. What do you got?
I got Detroit.
I got Detroit as well. Detroit's a much tougher team than, you know, the team a couple of years ago that wasn't winning any games at all. And, I think they got a – They got some serious shit. They got a young team, and I definitely think that they're going to make some moves this year. They're not going to be a quick, easy out like they were. And they had some really scrappy games with some top teams last year. I mean, people tend to forget that because they didn't come off as wins. But, yeah, you better watch out for them, honestly. You got the Carolina Panthers at the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals favored by 6.5, and whose pick? Mine? Yours.
Yeah, yours.
Going with the Arizona Cardinals.
Wow, we're like picking every fucking thing. I'm going with Arizona. I'm reading right off of fucking CBS Sports thing that I picked. So.
Right,
we didn't know each other's picks, so just so everyone is quite aware of that.
Yeah, I got mine right down on the paper already, and he's got his. And hey, Juan's in the chat. Look at him. Next up, yeah, we got the Minnesota Vikings at the San Diego Chargers. Chargers are favored by 8.5 points. And who do you got?
I'm going with San Diego.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm going with Minnesota because I don't think the San Diego Chargers are charged up enough to cover an 8.5 point spread in the first week of football. Could be wrong, just my outlook.
Okay. It's like two of them we didn't agree on. Only two.
Yes, thus far. Next up, we got the Seattle Seahawks versus my San Francisco 49ers, with the 49ers favored by 6.5 points. And I think you guys already know who I got. Who do you got?
I got fucking, you ready for this one? Drum roll, please. Everyone's going to care about this one. The Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, big shocker. I'm sure Tavares Jackson will be an all-star for the Seahawks because he was, whatever. That's what it is. You got the New York Football Giants taking on the Washington Redskins with the Giants favored by 2.5 points. Who do you got?
I'm going with the Giants on this one.
Yeah, I'm going with the Giants too. It's one of those division games you never know, but I don't know what Washington's even doing. I have no idea. You got the only Manning playing week one of the football season. I'll go with the Manning. This is his time to be out of Peyton's spotlight because he'll be the only one playing this week. So we'll go with him. We got the Dallas Cowboys taking on Rex Ryan's fucking Jets. And the Jets are favored by 4.5 points. And is it your pick or mine?
It doesn't matter. Your pick.
I'm going with the Jets.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm expecting Plaxico to catch a couple touchdowns. And
Four or five touchdowns.
I'd say two. They'll probably spread the ball around, but, you know. I mean, two touchdowns in his debut, you know, same stadium, different team, I think be a big thing for him. So, anyway, then we got the New England Patriots taking on the Miami Dolphins. The Patriots are favored by 6.5 points. And who you got?
I'm going with New England.
Yeah, man. Me too. But, yeah, Miami, I don't really know what they've done to make me give a shit this year. I mean, yeah, they picked up Reggie Bush, but he's not a premier back. I don't know. And New England's a fucking machine, so going with New England. Last game, we have the Oakland Raiders versus the Denver Broncos, with Denver favored by 2.5 points, and I'm going to go with Denver.
I'm going with Denver as well.
All right. So I think we had three games.
New England's on the board now. New Orleans is on the board.
Okay, yeah. They went and put up 7 points. So that's great. Okay, so that is our football for this week. We'll check back next week. You know, everybody can see who did better. I mean, we really only disagreed on three games, which is really unlike us because normally we disagree a whole lot. And, that could be either good or bad. We're either both going to do terrible or we're both going to do pretty good. So I guess we'll have to see. You know? And that's that. So let me see. What else do I got? CZW Ewok sending me a link, but I'm trying to do the show, so I can't really watch a video right this minute, but yeah, shut up, Juan, with your fucking Eagles all day. Whatever. Jesus Christ. I am way off the fucking ball today, honestly. I can't even understand where the fuck I'm at. You know, like, Jesus. I'm supposed to start the football thing. I'm supposed to hit this fucking music. All right, so retroactively, here comes the football segment, and then actually is behind us. So if you miss it, you got the music, all right? That's what, yeah.
Fucking shoot him in the face. Just shoot him in the face.
Absolutely, that's probably the best way to go.
Starting him off, you got a gun, fucking shoot him in the face!
Yeah. So anyway... Well, we got all the other stuff to talk about, wrestling and everything else. What do you want to get into first?
We can go into WWE.
I guess we'll do that. We'll do that painful segment.
Yeah, we'll
see how that goes.
Painful, painful, painful. But there's going to be a lot of questions that we're going to talk about. We're going to discuss a lot of different things and... And I ask you, so, Jay, be prepared to answer some questions.
All right.
Maybe you know, you've been around a little longer than I have, and maybe you could fucking make some sense into what the fuck happened on Raw.
I highly doubt it, but, I'll do my best.
So, opening promo was Punk comes out, he fucking says, he pisses people off, fucking shoots on Kevin Nash, says that he thinks that the whole Kevin Nash pushing Triple H thing was a fucking joke and blah, 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 and Triple H comes out and fucking, you know, does all types of shit, fucking talks, and Nash pretty much admits that he took Triple H's phone and texted himself.
Yeah, really, really creative storyline. I don't know, dude. Like I've said over the past, weeks, that this whole thing has been going on. I mean, you got one guy that can talk, and people who are washed up. Who, you know, before there was a guy like CM Punk who actually, you know, entices the crowd. He actually like brings the crowd into it and makes people, you know, care about wrestling. You know, has people actually going. You know, what is he going to say next? What is he going to do next? How is this going to go? You know, and then you put him up against a guy with five catchphrases, and it's the same fucking shit. It's same stuff over and over and over and over. You know, and it's Kevin Nash, you know, he'll try to cut his little jokes. He'll try to be funny. He'll try to be all cool and, you know, edgy. And he's not edgy, he's not funny, and then, you know, you got fucking, you know, Triple H, who also thinks he's funny, and honestly, you know, Triple H is about as funny as a drunk driving AIDS patient, and he just continues to come out and just cuss these little, I'm trying to be funny promos, and everybody just kind of eats more of their popcorn, and then CM Punk says some stuff and the crowd pops and then people eat more popcorn and then CM Punk talks. But honestly,
Speaking of popcorn, Triple H's new movie, Inside Out, is in select theaters this Friday.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Well, and let me get into that, Juan, in a minute. When we get a little further down, I will talk exactly about, you know, I'll talk more about Triple H and the Kevin Nash getting fired, and I don't believe that for one second. I'll explain that in a minute when we get to that point in the show. But okay, so then what happened after that segment that is really wearing super thin on me, and they're wasting CM Punk's talent? Go ahead.
Okay, so basically off that tag match, Jinder Mahal and Great Khali versus Kofi Kingston and Evan Bourne.
Otherwise known as Air Boom.
Oh yeah! By the way, during that you know, whole segment, opening promo, basically
Nash is fucking screaming. I forgot about this. Nash is screaming. I can't believe I fucking look at these fucking notes and I have two fucking sides for the Raw. And I started writing and I'm like, I don't have enough fucking room, so I fucking forgot to look at the back. But I had all this stuff that fucking the opening promo. So I fucking went
right
from opening promo to the fucking match, and I didn't even fucking realize. I
did they do
that,
the firing thing in the open segment?
Yeah, yeah. And
oh,
then,
okay,
like,
okay. Yeah, because I wanted to talk on that. So yeah, actually, the thing there that I got to say about, you know, this whole firing is straight up, it's a work. And I got to give credit to you know, Don and Tony and Kevin Castle's show, which you're not going to hear me say often, but they had took notice to the fact that the WWE had taken out a trademark on the words Mr. Future Endeavored and Future Endeavored as a phrase. They copyrighted that. So now you're not going to do that just to fire a few people because you don't need to copyright something to tell them to go the fuck home. You know, like, I don't think Vince McMahon ever, you know, copyrighted when he went, you're fired, you know, that bullshit. He didn't do it. It was just, you know, what they did. But they copyrighted Mr. Future Endeavored. Now, within this whole thing with Nash, they're saying he was released. I don't believe it for one second. And I believe this copywriting of Mr. Future Endeavored will come to light very soon. Not to mention that CM Punk and Triple H's match for the pay-per-view had also just been put to no DQ, which means anyone can interfere, which means anything like that could happen. Oh, that's really
cool. Oh, and the other stipulation was announced.
Oh, yeah, that, yeah. If CM Punk wins, he has to, you know, step down from COO, you know, whatever. So, no, I don't believe Kevin Nash is fired. It would be too good to be true. I don't believe it for one second. And, you know, hopefully I'm wrong, because I would love nothing more for him to be just off TV and stay off TV.
Hopefully you're
but
wrong.
But, you know, and if, you know, the other thing I want to mention about Nash is, you know, his promos and stuff. If him standing there calling CM Punk a cancer, isn't the cancer calling the cancer black? Like, you know, the whole pot calling the kettle black thing, because, you know, Kevin Nash has been a cancer to wrestling for a long time. You know, a guy who went out of his way to make sure he got paid at least equal to anybody in the entire company at WCW the whole time that he wrestled there, no matter who was over, no matter who was upcoming, no matter who, Hulk Hogan, Goldberg, you know, anybody that came into that company were paid no more, not a dollar more than Kevin Nash. So, really funny about him calling another guy a cancer. And, of course, it's a promo, but still. I had to laugh because he's been called that for years amongst many fans. So,
right.
So,
by the way, football update, 21-7.
Yeah, 21-7. Pack. So, okay, back to Air Boom. Jinder
right,
Mahal's...
So that match was terrible. That match
yeah.
was terrible. Mahal's all right. Mahal's, you know, he's there. He's not terrible. He's not, you know, I could definitely tell that they're trying to group him into something. Like I said, though, you know, Great Khali, that fucking tag team is a fucking joke, you know. Like,
yeah, I don't think Great Khali can pivot fast enough to work as a door. That's pretty much how I feel about the Great Khali.
Right.
I think if his job was just to be a door in an open space, I don't think he could pivot fast enough for people to walk through it. So,
oh, yeah, he's terrible.
Yeah, real scary presence, but when you see that he walks like a retarded Frankenstein, then you're like, you know what? I think I could get around this guy. I'll be okay.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
That
so,
was terrible.
Yeah, this is pretty terrible. You know, Kofi and Bourne are a really good tag team. I think I like them as a tag team. They got a lot of energy, a lot of athleticism. And I do like them. Their tag team name is one of the gayest things that's happened in wrestling. But
Air Boom.
I think Billy and Chuck were less gay than that tag team name. But still, like, I like that tag team, and I'm just fine with it. I'm kind of worried now that they're going to match him up against R-Truth and The Miz at the pay-per-view. Because, yeah, I mean, if they put Air Boom over those guys, then I feel they're actually going to give a strong push to these guys, and they're actually going to put some credibility towards the tag team division. But what happens
a lot
of times... Huh?
I said, but you know they won't.
But what happens a lot of times is they do this. They just go, well, we'll use this tag division as just like a little stepping stone for an angle we're doing, which is the R-Truth and Miz thing, which, you know, isn't terrible, isn't great. It works as far as a team, you know, but of course, you know, they got to come with it. I think the PG rating is just about out the window. I mean, you got The Miz and R-Truth doing this extremely racist segment where, like, R-Truth doesn't understand any word that has more than four letters in it that Miz says, and he just keeps coming up with things that he thinks it means, and he just... It can come off as comedy, but you got to be careful with that type of thing because down the road, it's going to be hard to keep this guy, you know, as a serious character. You can never turn that guy face unless he has some kind of like awakening from the state he was in, from whatever it is. But if, I don't know. Oh yeah. Air Boom is far worse than Irish Drive-By, far worse. I don't know, man. Like, if you bill a guy, whether he's black or white, but let's just say black because that's what he is. You bill a black guy as a guy who doesn't understand any of the fucking English language, you know, and anything that might be a big word, he's going to come off completely confused and just completely out of his element. If you do decide to turn that guy face in the future, you still have to play him up as a stupid guy. Like, you... Unless you do some kind of angle where he gets, you know, sent into college or has a tutor or something like that, you're not going to just have him just, you know, playing like he's smarter than his opponent. Like, you're playing him as an idiot right now, which, I mean, again, works for comedy, but as far as longevity, I'm not really sure. Not really sure what that's going to, you know, turn out as.
Right.
But, you know, it is what it is.
All right. So then Beth Phoenix defeated Eve Torres. I believe this was a number one contenders match for a chance to wrestle Kelly Kelly. Kelly Kelly and Natalya were on commentary for this match, and they were fucking bickering back and forth the whole time.
Right. I gotta tell you, I like this Divas of Destruction or whatever the fuck they call them. I really like
Divas
that team.
Of Doom.
Divas of Doom. Yeah, there you go. I like them. I like them a lot. They're monstrous. They can wrestle. They're really, you know, a dominating team. And the problem there, though, is, you know, okay, what do you put them up against? Like, I guess you can just have them beat down by heel tactics here and there or whatever. But I'll tell you what, I think it was last week, Beth hit Eve with that, what does she call her finisher? I forget.
She hits it with the, is it the glamour? No, fuck.
I forget what she calls
the glam,
her finisher.
The glam slam.
She glam slammed the fuck out of Eve, like last week, I think it was. And this week you saw Eve work her arm out to brace herself for the fall, and it came off completely lackluster because, shit, man, she was scared as fuck to take that thing like she did last week.
Right.
It really looked like she took a little bit of liberties with her. She fucking spiked her last week, and then this week it was like, just let me start his arm out there. It was pretty funny. So
after that, they actually aired some vignettes with Alberto Del Rio trying to convince people that they need to take out Cena. McIntyre was one of them. Christian was another one.
I had no idea that Drew McIntyre still had a job there until I seen him. And I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah. So they're convincing him, and they're all saying, we don't want to do anything for you. Like, they're all saying, no, what the fuck was that? I don't need you for an incentive type deal. Like, Christian was like.
All right.
Right. And then CM Punk wrestled R-Truth, and it was interesting. R-Truth, before the match, R-Truth said some shit. He's like, oh, I was speaking my mind way before Punk. And, like, he fucking was, like, putting himself over. Punk fucking gets the victory, though. Miz got thrown out in mid-match. Or, no, it wasn't mid-match. It was late in the match, because that's what fucking, because he had to go to sleep right after Miz got thrown out.
Right. Yeah.
That was an all right match. It was all right.
Yeah, it did okay.
What do you think about this whole, like, Miz? What do you think about this whole Miz and R-Truth storyline? Like, do you see it lasting? Do you see it lasting like pretty long or no?
Well, I mean, I hope so. I mean, they've done a few things that have really stood out, and. I don't know. Like, I just... What the fuck are you typing, Juan? Are you telling me that... Oh, okay. You said the Great Khali can't work. Thank you.
Yeah.
He spelled it wrong, and then I thought he was saying something about some chick named Kaylee, and then... and he was telling me way late that the Great Khali can't work, but that's fine. That's fine. I agree. So, wait a minute. What? Yeah, the angle with them, I think it works. I like it, but they've gone a lot of places with Miz and a few places with R-Truth as well. And some of the same places. You know, they were tagging up Morrison and Miz, and they were tagging up Morrison and R-Truth. And now they're doing, you know, it's like a round-robin tag team
that
they've done. You know, they've pretty much done every combination of that tag team now for whatever reason. But, yeah, I mean, I hope they stick with it for a little while. I mean, the little shtick they got, like I said, it's funny. Got to be careful on the lines they go with it because they could bury R-Truth, but I don't think the WWE gives a shit about doing that. So, you know, neither here nor there. It's not like they're really worried about his reputation or future. That's just not the way they work with their employees. But, you know, it's not my life.
Right. And after the match, Triple H came out. And that's the whole thing where they set up the match, like we talked about earlier.
Yep.
And then Jerry Lawler, what was that?
Yeah, same thing, no DQ. Yep.
Right. And then Jerry Lawler and fucking Zack Ryder defeated David Otunga and Michael McGillicuddy. Pretty much the match fucking got set up because Lawler on commentary was calling Otunga McGillicuddy boring, and then last week Otunga McGillicuddy called him out on it. And they're fucking making Zack Ryder fucking seem like he's a big star now. Like that YouTube
I can't stand that fucking guy. I thought he was corny as shit since the second he stepped in that company. I thought he was just one of the most annoying fucking things ever. Like, I guess for the people who watch Jersey Shore, he's tolerable. But I live fucking 15 minutes from where they film that shit, and I can't fucking stomach that shit.
Yeah,
I can't
like
tolerate
it. Off.
And that was, you know, they did that before TNA did the whole Robbie E and all that shit. And I think they're even done with it at this point.
Right.
I think they're both off TNA at this point, but I really don't watch that much TNA. But, but either way, like, I thought this shit was just gay, man. I can't deal with it. I really have no ties to it. I don't know. I can't do it.
Yeah, that shit's a ripoff of Jersey Shore. You know, you definitely tell that if he was in TNA that they would be using him in that fucking gimmick. You know.
But it's funny when, like, people rip off something that the original part is completely unentertaining. At least to me, it's not. You know, I mean, a lot of people like it. I honestly know why they're doing it and why they've done it because, you know, Jersey Shore is over as a company. It is. I mean, it really is. But I don't know. I hate the original form of it, So I'm sure not going to like a mockery, or not even mockery, like an imitation of it within the wrestling business. I'm not going to be like, yeah, this is phenomenal. Like, you know, I'm not a Harry Potter fan, so if they come up with like a Harry Potter themed wrestler,
oh, yeah, fuck that shit.
I'm going to go, oh, fuck this. You know, what is this shit? What is this fucking guy with his wand? Fuck that guy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like the original part of it, so I'm surely not going to like some kind of wrestling tribute to that.
Yeah.
So that's my feeling on that guy. I also don't understand why Jerry Lawler is still fucking wrestling. Every time I see him in that fucking old caveman, you know, one strap singlet, standing there looking like a fucking, like he's lost, just standing on the ring apron. He seems like almost every time I flip that shit on, like he's standing on the ring apron on the outside, just looking like, I just hope they don't tag me. Technically, I'm in a match, but I hope they don't tag me. Just give me that hot tag in the end. I'll clear him with right hands, and maybe I'll go to the second rope at best, but just get me out of here. Please just get me out of here. And that's just, I don't know. That's just the way I see it. And then fucking asshole, fucking Jennifer Hudson's girlfriend. That dude, man, he makes me sick. He can't fucking wrestle whatsoever. And then Mr. Perfect's son, you know, he might as well just fucking sell his name to Dolph Ziggler and fucking call it a day, because he can't really, I mean, he's okay, he's not terrible, but Dolph Ziggler is a much better follow in fucking Mr. Perfect's footsteps than McGillicuddy's ever been. So I don't know.
Right.
He's got to find some kind of niche. He's got to find somewhere he fits, because it's not what he's doing.
Right. And Otunga's horrible too.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
He's worse.
Oh, of course he is. Yeah.
He looks like fucking D'Lo Brown. Jesus Christ. Oh, but I didn't even know that Curt Hawkins and Tyler Rex were still employed by the company. I've seen them on the backstage.
Yeah, those
are
two guys in the backstage segment thing, too, and it was just like, all
right. What the fuck are they still doing with the company?
I have no idea.
I mean, I remember Ryder and Hawkins were tagging out together. That shit was... shit was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else happened?
And then Randy Orton wrestled Heath Slater. That was another. It was decent.
I hate Heath Slater too.
Yeah.
Heath Slater is completely boring to me. I mean, you know, he found a way to, you know, attempt to rape an overweight woman of color, and you know, I mean, that was a. His biggest attempt at an effort, I would just like to say. I mean, you know, I don't think that that's the right way to go about it. I think he should put his efforts out in the ring rather than, you know, trying to drag some heavy chick back to his hotel room. But, you know, that's whatever. Whatever does it for him. I'm not a big fan.
And then they had an 8-man tag with Cena, Morrison, Sheamus, and Riley, defeating Ziggler, Swagger, Christian, Wade Barrett. And it was awful.
Yeah. Is that how, like, all the Raws are going to end now? It's just big, like, combination clusterfucks with the...
I hope not.
With the SmackDown Raw talent. It's just going to be like, oh, match this guy, that guy, that guy, against this guy, that guy, that guy. And there's really no angle, there's no build. It's just like, here's a whole shitload of people in the ring. Let's see what happens.
It seems like it, Jay. I mean, it really does seem like it. I hope they fucking change the booker. I don't even know who booked that shit. If it's fucking, if it's Triple H, fuck him. If it's whoever else, he can go, so he sucks. You know what I mean? They're not booking it right. I don't know what they're doing. Like, they're making it entertaining. Like, people are going to start turning off the television and being like, why am I watching this? Like, I'm 40 years old, I'm still watching this. Like, what? You know what I mean?
Right. So, I mean, that's Raw. All right? That's
Yeah, that's Raw.
Everything that happened there. All right, well, I mean, I guess we'll take a quick break right now. Got a pretty funny clip of a fat kid drinking Four Loko. So, you know, let's think I'll play that because I think it's fucking funny. So, everybody check this out a couple minutes, and we'll be right back, talk some more wrestling.
What's that? And letting the boner go to the website. Because you don't know what to do with it. Because it's the late 80s, and you're confused on what's happening in your pants. Because the Four Loko has made saving princesses a sexual event. It's not just being heroic anymore. Now, you're doing it as to bone some sort of watermelon-flavored princess who may also enjoy cranberry lemonade-flavored sex. I don't know. It's a video game, but it's also life.
That was the best way to end that story. It's a video game, but it's also life. Oh my god, I am so obsessed with you. How can I follow you on Twitter?
My Twitter name is Dalton's or Lame. Follow me.
I didn't mean it until you told me your Twitter name.
It's Dalton's or Lame.
Oh, how
it's the best Twitter account in North America. I'm followed by not only Barack Obama, but both his daughters. Michelle, she unfollowed me last week because she saw an incriminating photo of me with watermelon-flavored Four Loko. But the thing is, I have an incriminating photo of her with watermelon-flavored Four Loko.
Well,
because you know what? Who doesn't like... Well, it's not a race thing. It's a taste thing. Because the thing is, I'm an American. She's an American. And as an American, I love the flavor of watermelon and alcohol put together. Like, if I had a giant watermelon and I had 10 gallons of Red Bull and, like, maybe, I would say maybe 16 to 24 ounces of espresso, and I could put it in there and it would taste like a high five, I would put it in there and Michelle Obama would show up and be like, hey, what's happening? Because, you know, party. And we would share it. She would have it. I would have it. Brock would be like, hey, guys, did you eat the entire watermelon? I wanted some. And we're like, oh, no, Brock, our bad. Let's hit up 7-Eleven. You have multiple flavors to choose from because it's the same thing if you enjoy delicious 24. Is it 24 ounces? Sure. Is it? This makes me so I can't read. That's what happens when you drink Four Loko. I think it's called that. But Barack is like, ugh. And then he's a fruit punch kind of Four Loko guy. But the thing is, that's the beginning of the evening. Because the end of the evening, he'll be like, you know, fuck this fruit punch BS. Because he can't say bullshit because he's the president. And then he'll kick back with some delicious watermelon flavored Four Loko. And then, I don't know, pass a bill or some shit. I don't know what presidents do. They fucking... I can play him in NBA Jam, not to that much. Fucking dunking on LeBron all day. Blah, 3 points, bitch.
Oh, man. That's entertainment. makes me want to get a fat kid and feed him Four Loko. That's what it makes me want to do.
Continue the topic of alcohol, and we'll talk about Kurt Angle.
Well, from what I heard, it's not an alcohol thing. From what I've heard, that is under the influence of not alcohol, like pills and shit like that. They had said that he took a breathalyzer and passed his the dude is being charged with the shit, you know, under the influence, but all his representative or lawyer or, you know, whatever, actually put out a statement saying that there was no alcohol in the system of Mr. Angle. Like, yeah, dude. I mean, that doesn't cover all bases. That just says, wasn't alcohol. But either way, I mean, how many fucking times has this guy got to get into a car and you know, get pulled over, get knocked with some shit? This guy's been arrested so many times since he's been in TNA, and some of those he got off of, but come on. You know how many times I've been arrested in the past 10 years? Fucking zero. there wasn't charges to be cleared. There weren't fucking anything that, you know, back before that. Yeah, I got a, you know, I had a few little scrapes with the law, but they were things that happened because I was fucking around. You know, whether I got cleared of something, whether it was right, whether it was wrong, I was fucking around. I was doing stupid shit. Now, when you're not really doing anything fucking wrong and you're just living a normal everyday dude's life, you're not just randomly fucking picked up by the police all the fucking time out of your car. You're not...
Right.
You're not fucking, you know, just randomly like, hey, fucking, what do you mean, officer? I'm not drunk. Well, I think you fucking are. So,
that's not going to happen.
So that just happens like every 6 months to somebody who has like a whole shitload of money and, you know, notoriety and everything like that. No, Juan, Toby doesn't hate us. Nicole said she had some different stuff. She was going to, you know, do some prayer meetings and stuff like that, and she'd make it if she could. Settle down. Anyway. Yeah, I mean, it's just the fucking dude, Kurt Angle's a fuck-up, man. TNA is such an island of misfit toys, it's ridiculous. I don't understand.
Is Matt Hardy still with them?
Matt Hardy? No. He got fired. And that's the funny thing.
Oh, wow. Like, they actually let one of the misfits go. Wow. I'm surprised.
Yes.
He must have stole from them. He must have stole like $100 or $100,000 off of Dixie. Dixie probably asked him, yeah, let's get in bed. And he's probably like, no, fuck you. That's probably the only reason he got fired. But other than that, he wouldn't get fired.
And it's funny. You know, yeah, Jeff Hardy goes to jail for 10 days or whatever the case is, right? After what, 3 years of fucking putting the case off? Like,
yeah, $100,000 he got to pay, fine. And he's going to be in, he's going to be probation for 30 months, so, yeah.
Now, when does this 10 days start?
Probably, it should have started already.
Okay, well, it may have started. However, the TNA tapings that they have gone on, and I believe is actually going to be airing tonight, I cannot watch it. I'm sorry. I am not watching TNA over the fucking opening day of fucking football. Like, I cannot with a good heart watch that shit. With a clear conscience, I cannot watch TNA over opening day of football. I can't. So, I won't. But anyway, they had announced, like, they were advertising Jeff Hardy's return to TNA. So I think they might even be airing him on TV tonight at the same time as saying, hey, yeah, guy's going to jail for 10 days. So it's amazing how some people they penalize, some people they act like, oh, we can't have that. And then other people, they're like, you know, hey, he'll be gone for a week or two, but we taped them on a bunch of stuff and
they taped 2 weeks of programming, so they probably had to know that he was getting arrested.
Right. No, it's weird. I'm watching a football game, and I see this terror threat thing on top of the TV, which is not something I like to fucking see too often. You know, and normally I could listen to a couple sentences and be like, oh, well, you know, another crazy motherfucker, but it'll be okay. And, well, my TV's muted, so I don't know what the fuck the threat is. Guy has somewhat of a smirk on his face, so I don't think he's too worried. I'm going to go off this guy's facial reaction and say we're okay. So anyway, 21-17 Green Bay.
21-17?
Yeah, sure is.
Wow, last time I checked 5 to 10 minutes ago, it said 21-7.
Yeah. Making moves.
Holy
thinking of the
shit.
Game. Open day of fucking football. That's what it is. You know? Anyway, maybe
oh, wow.
This guy's a Green Bay fan, and then, you know, New Orleans striking back. He's like, yeah, there's a terrorist threat. Those fucking those Louisiana terrorists are striking back on the Green Bay Packers. We can't have it. This won't be fucking stood for. We do not respond to terrorists. But anyway, yeah, man. I mean, there's just a lot of shit going on with different people getting locked up, fucking DUIs and fucking arrests and this and that. And it's fucking amazing to me that all these people actually have careers in you know, mainstream wrestling. They're on TV. You know, there are kids that have looked up to these guys. I mean, you're talking about the Hardy Boys. You know how many kids were running around with Hardy Boy shirts and the little arm joints? My little brother was fucking, you know, back then he was running around with the little arm joints, like, you know, two stockings. One was cut up, one was, you know, different colors, and they all looked like that and shit. We went out, got their autographs, the whole nine. You know, I mean, you got those guys. You got fucking Kurt Angle, you know, Olympic gold medalist, and, you know, really running around and trying to, like, wave the flag at the, you know, the American flag and saying how he's, you know, the flagship. And, hey, look, you can do it, kids. It's true. You know, I'm the real deal and this and that. And every one of them fucking locked up. Fucking see these crazy fucking DUI fucking pictures, mugshots. These guys should be ashamed of themselves. It's ridiculous. How they can't just have someone drive them around when you have that amount of status, it fucking boggles my mind. You don't have a single person within your crew that you could just be like, hey, man, I'm going to be fucked up in the back seat. You need to drive, man. I'm fucked up. Every one of them fucking right behind the wheel. Fucking all over the road. It's ridiculous, and somebody else is going to get hurt that had nothing to do with these people's fucking stupidity and their complete lack of respect for, you know, all of
society. But whose fault is that?
Huh?
Whose fault is that? Is that their fault, or is that the nature of the wrestling business? 100%. Is that the nature of the wrestling business?
Maybe to a certain extent, but, I don't know, man. I just,
And if they're that fucked up, why are they fucking wrestling? You know what I'm saying?
What?
I said if they're that fucked up, why are they wrestling?
Because wrestling allows that. But it doesn't matter. You can't blame it on the job that you work at. I mean, there's, you know, there's a nickname saying, like, trucker speed, you know? That doesn't mean, like, hey, you know, all these people on trucker speed, well, you know, these people are doing some crazy fucking meth and shit like that to stay up on the road while they're driving. But if they get fucking arrested or they drive a fucking 18-wheeler off the road, you blame them. You don't blame the company. I mean, hey, yeah, I mean, if it gets to the point where the company's like, okay, well, when you get out of the hospital and, you know, you do that little stint in jail, come right back. I mean, I guess, because, I mean, wrestling kind of does that to a certain extent, but I just feel that you can't blame the business, you can't blame the companies, unless they really inhibit it. If they're the type that really support it and enable it, is what I was looking for, then I guess, yeah, you do got to look at the companies a little bit. And then TNA, I think, is really starting to tread those grounds. They're really, really starting to tread those waters. Yeah, they let go of Matt Hardy, but Kurt Angle still has a job. Jeff Hardy, hey, back on TV. Hey, good guy. Yeah, he scraped all the coke off his coffee table, and now he's back to work. I mean, I don't know, man. It doesn't send a good message.
Jeez, kids. It's all about the kids, you know what I mean?
To a certain extent. But overall, it's just like, how are you going to portray yourself to, you know, people all, you know, across the country, whether it be kids. Of course, kids are more impressionable, but the parents really, you know, it's on them to teach their kids the right thing. You're going to see evil all over the place, and if you allow your kids to just follow everything that they see, then you got big fucking trouble ahead of you. But I'm just saying, like,
right.
You know, even adults watching them and going, wow, look what they can get away with. Maybe I'll do a little bit more tonight, you know? Kids go to bed, I know I'm a little buzzed. I could run to the liquor store. Fucking Matt Hardy could do it. I mean, you don't know. I mean, you put impressions on a lot of people, and it's not just kids. You know, there's different things out there, and, you know, people, it just becomes commonplace for people to do a certain thing. Well, this guy did it. I could pull it off. Well, this guy did it. I could pull it off. You know, it's just different things become commonplace, and the more regular it is, the more everyday status it is, then, yeah. You know?
I feel it's ridiculous because, like, these guys are always saying, oh, we want to be role models for fucking the kids. You know, we want to be role models for the kids. And then they're screwing up all the time, you know. Like, guys like, you know, even before then, you know, guys like Chris Benoit.
Yeah, you know? Well, that's a whole different story, I think. That's night and day from what we're talking about. I mean, we're talking about other guys that just lived a reckless, not, you know, hit some kind of crazy breaking point and went way off the rails. We're talking about repeat offenders, people that are just nonstop, you know, just doing random things that are just completely non-productive to the wrestling business, not going to help anybody, not going to, you know, give anybody a good outlook on what you are as a person. I mean, yeah, guys like Kurt Angle, I mean, this guy was looked at as one of the best wrestlers in the business for a while. Like, you know, when he was wrestling Brock Lesnar and, you know, he was doing those crazy fucking promos and stuff with Stone Cold where he's dumping milk on his stuff and, you know, The Undertaker. And he had such a personality within wrestling. He was one of those top guys. He was one of those guys up top that you just couldn't easily enter the realm of where he was, the Kurt Angles, the Stone Colds, the Rocks, the Undertakers, you know. He entered that pretty quick, and he held his spot there. He didn't look out of place. You know, people liked him, people hated him, like the whole heel face is, as everybody else does, but, he did his thing. And somewhere along the line, it went really bad. I mean, he ended TNA, and I didn't see it as the worst thing ever because it doesn't necessarily have to be. He had some really good matches with AJ Styles. I mean, he brought his ability with him, and he did some things. But you just little by little saw this guy really go downhill, and just everything just started to fall apart right in front of everybody's eyes. And, you know, it's a shame. It really is a shame. But he needs to be held accountable for his actions. And if you know, one guy is just going to get fired from the company for acting stupid, then this guy should get fired too. And it's definitely not me favoring Matt Hardy whatsoever, because I've never been a fan of Matt Hardy. But
right.
I believe all this repeat offense stuff, eventually you got to get left with nowhere to work. And maybe then you can take a step back, look at yourself and say, you know what, no one's hiring me. Why is that? You know?
Right.
So, I could only hope.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Wrestling sometimes, like, but the only thing is, and they'll say it, that they can't really release Kurt Angle or Jeff Hardy because they're moneymakers, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's hard to say that. That's like saying, you know, you know, like if Plaxico, you know, shot himself in the fucking leg or whatever, and they said, you know, can't lock that guy up. We, you know, he's a moneymaker. You know, I know, he had a gun in the club and his sweatpants, but he is a moneymaker. Back on the field, buddy. You know, I mean, he faced his time and all of that stuff, so I can't even say that, you know, it's not really a great example, but I'm just saying, you can't, like, bypass shit and just be like, it's okay, he's a moneymaker. Like, oh, really, he's a moneymaker that you're putting your name on and happens to drive fucking drunk and pilled up and stalk people and everything else. I mean, it's just insane.
Yeah. The whole fucking stalking thing was ridiculous back in the day. With, what was his name? Rocka Khan, I think was his name.
Oh, Rocka Khan, yes. Hideous. Hideous Rocka Khan that Kurt Angle couldn't get enough of. So what can you do?
All right, so let's go more into negative stuff before we go into positive stuff. New Jack and Terry Runnels, there's more shit going on now. New Jack is claiming that he has, this is according to the Orlando Sentinel, a newspaper in Orlando, Florida, that he has a full-blown sexually transmitted disease.
Well.
And that he's going to counter-sue Terry Runnels. So this is getting kind of nasty over there.
Well, yeah, but it is ridiculous that, like, initially, like, his fucking first statement was he didn't catch anything. That she has shit, but he got tested and he ain't got nothing. And now all of a sudden it's like, well, she gave me some shit. Like, dude, I don't know, man. I can't even deal with it.
Do you think he might have had it and then he might have just hid it because he didn't want to look embarrassed? And now all of a sudden it's getting bad, so he brings it out?
Yeah, I think right now, you know, it's just hitting the fan. And it's at a point where he's getting called on a lot of the things he was doing in the online, and I could just put your naked pictures up and all this stuff. And a lot of that has legal repercussions. And then if all of a sudden, you didn't want to come out to the fans and be like, yeah, she gave me a disease. You wanted to just say she had a disease and I ain't got it. I got tested. You know, that sounds cooler. That you dodged the bullet. But if it comes right down to it, and now it's just a charade, and now she's pressing charges, well, then I guess you got to pull the real deal out the bag, and you got to tell everybody, hey, she actually did give me some shit. Like, so,
right.
I don't know, man. It's all, like, super personal stuff, and it really shouldn't even be out there in the public. But
it is.
You know, the way the New Jack goes about his business makes it entertaining. And because he's so blunt and he's so blatant with his shit and he does not give a fuck. So it makes it entertaining to all the other people like myself that, you know, just watch the shit. But it's not, you know, I wish neither of them any ill will. I don't know nothing about them personally. They're two completely different individuals that I never, you know, known on a personal level. So I really can't say anything about, you know, what's what.
Right. Yeah, off that, do we have any more negative news?
No, more negative news, Jesus.
Good. Let's go to positive news. I'm going to be in South Philly on Saturday. How about that?
Oh, well, that's fantastic. So will I.
And hopefully all you other people out there will be there, too. I hope this place is fucking packed for the show. I hope there's, like, fucking 10,000 people. No, not really. Maybe a couple of times.
No, the building can't hold that.
Someone going to CZW?
Nah, not quite yet. I'm going to play... I'm going to play this clip of someone I find hilarious. It's just an audio clip. It's a piece of Wally Backman getting kicked out of a game. And I think it's great. After that, I think we're going to jump into the Ring of Honor show that's coming up. And then after that, we will run deep on the CZW show. So I don't, you know.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that. Maybe we'll go into CZW next. We'll see which, you know. Either way, check out Wally Backman freaking the fuck out. It's a lot of fun. You got to check this video out, too. Just search it up on YouTube. But check it.
What the fuck is going on?
Hey, get your hands off me.
He never even fucking said anything.
To you.
Yeah, he never said a fucking word to you.
Wally,
what you got a chip on your fucking shoulder? You got a fucking bullshit.
No.
God damn it, you've had a horse shit zone all day. What'd he say to you? What'd he say? He never even looked at you. He never even fucking looked at you.
You're done, too.
For what? What the fuck did I just say?
I don't know. Wally.
You motherfucker. What the fuck?
Wally.
No, this is bullshit. I never said a goddamn word to the guy. You know it.
Yeah.
You know it.
Let's go, okay? All right. Let's go.
Okay. I want to know what I said.
Okay.
I'm going to ask him what I said.
All right.
I'm going to ask him what I said. In your report. Take your report and shove it up your fucking ass.
Wally.
You
Wally.
Fucking.
Oh, no, don't go
that's
far.
Some
don't,
bullshit.
Don't
you know, the last guy I bumped,
Wally.
I'd have knocked
Wally.
You on your fucking ass.
Wally.
Put that in your fucking report,
Wally.
You little fucking pimsqueak.
Wally.
Fucking
Wally.
Joke.
Wally. Let's
God
go.
Damn it.
Wally, let's go. Let's go.
I want to know what I said. I'll leave the field when he tells me what he threw me out for.
We got
to
go.
I don't have to go.
You got to go. Yes, sir. You got to go now.
What did I say?
God.
Jesus, you're goddamn it being an embarrassment to professional baseball being like that.
Wally, please.
It is right.
Wally, please, let's go.
First fucking time you've ever fucking umpired in professional baseball?
Wally.
Am I right?
No, no. Wally, let's go. Please.
Fucking joke.
Dude, yeah, I mean, that's only, like, the tip of the iceberg and how funny this video is. Like, he starts fucking, like, he's bugging out over a call. The dude got thrown out for arguing with the umpire. Now he's backing up the other dude, and he gets thrown out. After, you know, just berating the fucking umpire, the ump throws him out. And he goes, what did you throw me out for? What did I say? And I'm just like, oh, fucking shit. You got to be fucking kidding me. And he's just hilarious. And then they finally get him to the fucking, the dugout. And, like, he goes from screaming at this guy to just, like, breaking down to the other coach and, like, yeah, okay, so anyway, we're going to have such and such batting eighth. We're going to have to move that guy to sixth, you know, because this guy's out of the game. But, okay, yeah, just go ahead and move those guys around, have this guy lead off, and then just starts, like, goes back into the dugout and just starts throwing fucking every, like, practice ball that they had out onto the field. And then fucking just starts throwing all the fucking bats. Opens the bag and just starts throwing all the bats underneath, fucking underhand, onto the fucking field. And then screams at all his players, don't you dare clean any of that shit up. And he's kicking dirt on top of the home plate. He's just making a mess for them to clean up because he's so angry. And it just goes on and on. It's like probably an 8-minute video. I mean, this dude has a whole shitload of videos up there, but this is the one I'm speaking of. And Jesus Christ. Oh, it's so funny. man, CZWE Walk is telling me some shit about a match I gotta go check out. BJW had a pretty good show last month on the 20th, he's telling us. He said Sasaki took 3 Kenshins to the head. 2 of which were lodged into his head after a Koba driver. What is a Koba driver? But either way, crazy shit, man. Like, those Kenshins are fucking ballistic. And, yeah, I don't know, man. Severe shit. So I guess, we'll jump into CZ fucking W. Me and Eric will be attending the CZW show. Obviously, you know, we come from 2 different areas, so we'll be, you know, coming separately, but in the same token, enjoying the very same show. And, you know, they have put up a bunch of promos, a few of which we'll be playing. I'm going to touch on it, and then I'm going to go deeper into it in a minute. But obviously the reason why everybody needs to get out there and check this out, it is Title versus Title, and it is Ryuji Ito versus Masada. And we will get deeper into that in just a minute. Right now, start out at the bottom of the card, and they have Ricky Reyes taking on the debuting Kikoa, the Flying Hawaiian.
I'm very familiar with Kikoa, the Flying Hawaiian. Very familiar with Kikoa.
Unfamiliar with Kikoa, the Flying Hawaiian.
Yeah. He's going to be, works for ECWA, works for a lot of places that DJ works. So.
Well, that makes a lot of sense then.
Yeah. He works a lot of places.
Well. Okay, I'll definitely check that out. Kobayashi's move, I'm sure I've seen it. Yeah, Ricky Reyes versus Kikoa. I'm well aware of what Ricky Reyes does and doesn't do. But what can we look forward to out of this Kikoa guy?
He's a high flyer, you know, does some good
from
stuff.
From Hawaii. I kind of got that out of his name, but go ahead.
No, he's not really from Hawaii.
Okay, well, that's his gimmick guy.
Yeah, he is Hawaiian, though.
There you go.
And I've seen him at the grocery store a few times while I was working. Anyway.
Was he buying Spam and pineapples?
No, no. He's actually buying milk.
Because they eat a lot of fucking spam in Hawaii. I don't know why that's actually, like, completely acceptable within their society. They fry spam, like, on the regular. Like, that's the shit. I don't get it.
No, he's very, very technical. He's done a lot of camps with WWE and all types of shit. Yeah, I think he's only 20 years old. He's fucking very young.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see how that goes. We'll see how that goes. Then we got a Wired TV Challenge in the Latin Dragon taking on Alex Payne. Who the fuck is Alex Payne?
A Ring of Honor student. It's funny as hell because I saw both of them fucking talking to each other. Kate, let's break kayfabe. Not break kayfabe, but I fucking seen them wrestle before. I believe it was in Force One. I think I see that match happened before in Force One.
Has Alex Payne been in the CZW before? Or?
No. He's a Ring of Honor student, so he's
okay.
Yeah. Blonde-haired kid.
Juan's saying an NWA cat. I don't know if he's talking about Kikoa or Alex Payne.
He made Kikoa wrestles for the NWA, the Fed that Juan works with.
Oh. Right.
NWA, what the fuck's it called?
Yeah. Okay. So he's a pretty decent worker, though.
Payne's all right. He's not a crazy great worker. He's normal.
Okay.
Latin Dragon, by the way, is a fucking listener of Yakuza Kick. So how about that?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Big shout out to him. It's okay. I mean, from there we got Blackout. You know, with Alex Colon and Ruckus.
Hey, you're saying the name right.
Yeah, I'm starting to like him a little. Colliding with the Runaways of Ryan Slater and Joe Gacy. And from what the promos have been telling me, the Runaways have now, I think, obtained a little bit of management in Kimberly, which I think could definitely change the game on their side of things and possibly score them some wins. So we'll
where
see what's going on.
Where the fuck is the Puma at? Where the fuck is the Puma at?
I don't know. But I don't know. I think that there's they're kind of turning the corner for me, as well as Alex Colon is. The Runaways have actually worked some really good matches in the recent past. And, you know, for a guy who was just completely sloppy, botching like every other move in Joe Gacy, he's really pulled it together, and they've actually pulled, you know, pretty awesome, tag team chemistry, you know, and like their tag team moves and the way they gel in the ring, they are able to operate really well. And for the past couple shows, they've actually worked really coherent tag team wrestling, and I can't hate on that. So, that's good shit. And, you know, Kimberly, I like her as a manager. I think she's she puts out a good story, I guess you would say. You know, it's like the thing she did with Akuma, you know, where she was mad as fuck at him and just like freaking out and like being a bitch because like you know, he was losing and smacking the shit out of him, and then eventually, you know, he turned and killed her and whatnot. But she was really coming off like some shit, you know what I mean? Like, it was coming off as a really well-worked angle. And I think she has the ability to really do something with a heel tag team, such as the Runaways. So, I guess we'll have to see where it is. And, you know.
Right.
Yeah, they need to change their fucking attire, though. Yeah, those rocking fucking spandex fucking underwears, those fucking Speedos, that shit does not work, dude. Oh, it's fucking gross. It's fucking gross. Yeah. So you got that thing, and then, of course, you know, hey, man, Blackout's going to be in full force come, I want to say November. November
maybe
they'll
October.
Maybe. I tend to think I heard November. I don't know. But Rich Swann will be back before you know it. Not this show, but before you know it. He's over there at Dragon Gate right now. He's back in the States, but he's going to be over there in Dragon Gate that weekend, as well as AR Fox and Sammy and you know, all these guys. So, anyway, the next match, they will be having Danny Havoc with 13. But it's only Danny Havoc. Danny Havoc is just being accompanied by 13. It's not a tag team match. And then you'll have Mr. Toy Figa with Dewey by ringside in a grudge
where
match.
Where the fuck is Drew Gulak?
I believe he's actually going to be back. So we'll see what happens with all that. However, that's the match that has been lined up. And I figure I'll quick play this promo that, you know, might summarize Danny Havoc's feelings on what happened last month.
God damn it! Fuck, man! I blasted that motherfucker hard as hell.
Holy fuck, the dude's got a head like a fucking alpha.
He didn't even fucking feel it. Alright. Topeka, I assume you're gonna watch this. I want you to know that I made a mistake tonight. I made a mistake. I underestimated you. I gave you one chair shot, and like most men, I thought that it put you down. But obviously I was wrong. Well, trust me, I'm a man who learns from his fucking mistakes. And that's not going to happen again. As you can see, my boy's got my back. And tonight, you saved my ass, and I got to thank you for that. I knew there was a reason we brought you in this fucking nation of intoxication, other than you're fucking drunk. But, Topeka, next month, how about you and me one-on-one? Tonight proved that you're a tough son of a bitch. You're bigger, you're stronger, probably. But are you tougher? Are you tougher than Danny Havoc? I'm talking in the third person because I'm angry. Well, next month, I'm going to pull some strings and we're going to fucking find out. And Gulak, you haven't been around for a couple months, so, you know, out of sight, out of mind now. You're still well in my mind because I know who this motherfucker and Dewey, his little fucking pig fucking associate out there. I know who they're working for. I know who's pulling the strings. You're overseas, but all this shit is coming down from you. So Gulak, I hear you're back next month. Well, you or Dewey and any of your other little cavalcade of clowns that you're running around with, these fucking jabrones who are coming in here trying out. Anybody tries to mess with me,
fucking dead.
As you can see, my boy's got my back. Next month, Topeka. Find out
how
drunk you really are. You're getting fucked up.
Yeah. So, that's pretty much what he's thinking. You know, I don't know, man. Fucking, I'm looking forward to that match, honestly. I like Topeka. I really do. I know how to say his name now on top of it. you know? It's a plus. It's always a plus if you know how to say a guy's name. So, yeah, Topeka, he's a crusher. I like that. I think we need that in CZW. We have needed that for quite some time. And now that this is actually, you know, coming to pass where we can get him to do that, you know, come out there, throw some people around, you know, and just be like a beast of a human being. We need that. We've lost so many in CZW over time, you know, and it's about time we fucking got one back. So, and even, you know, played up the more or less no-selling one of the toughest hardcore guys in CZW in Danny Havoc, you know, to the point where Danny Havoc has to turn up the violence to come out and defeat Topeka. Oh, I almost fucked it up again. So, I think it's a really good thing. I'm looking forward to how the match goes. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know. How you feel, Eric?
Well, I was there last month, and it seemed like Danny Havoc, you know, it's been a thorn in Danny Havoc's side. You know, this Gulak and this fucking, you know, Dewey and Poyfiga. They've been a fucking thorn in Havoc's side for a while. And, you know, as the promo says, that Havoc's going to have to just turn it up a little bit. You know.
Yeah.
I wonder how 13 will figure into this match, too.
Well, we will have to see as well that, you know, like we had previously mentioned, I do believe Drew Gulak is back in the States or will be back in the States this Saturday, and we will have to see if he becomes a, you know, a problem. So, at least he has some backup. But
Drew Gulak, he's always going to be a problem.
Right. So, yeah, man, but I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, they're doing some pretty good things there. Like that Topiga actually screwed Danny Havoc out of Tournament of Death. You can go back that far how, you know, how long they've actually, you know?
Right.
You know, been in the works. Oh, wait. You have a Nigerian Nightmare poster? CZW Ewok?
Huh?
How do you not vomit upon entry to your room? You're going to put it on your door? Fuck. Who does that? Our listeners are crazy. Our listeners are fucking crazy. So anyway.
Maybe CZW Ewok is a member of the Nigerian Nightmares.
Maybe. He's joking. Nigerian Nightmares don't have posters. You know how much paper that would take to print out? That would be a lot of paper. There'd be several dead trees off of just one of those posters. So,
sure, I can see Juan doing that, but no.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I don't know.
Juan would love that. Anything with titties. Anything with titties, whether it's a Nigerian Nightmares or JWoww, he puts it all in the same category.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's
he
why.
Probably has a picture of like everybody from all the girls in CZW.
Right. So, you know, what can you do? Anyway, what's next up on the docket?
We have that tag team match.
That tag team match. Well, we got other stuff before that. Now, something before, because, I mean, we're hitting, you know, championship matches. So before we do that, I'm going to play a Matt Tremont clip because they're saying it sounds like you're eating crunching chips, Eric. I don't know why. It sure does.
I had a fucking cracker, okay? Jesus Christ.
The chat room is lighting up on, like, what are you eating? No, it sounds like chips. I think it's chips.
I mean fucking Cheez-Its, all right?
Cheez-Its, okay. Crunchy Cheez-Its. Fantastic. Anyway, maybe we'll get a sponsor
cookie
out of
it. Oh, good. Cheez-Its. Let's fucking say it a million times, all right?
Yeah, we'll get
one,
a sponsor
I'm not the one
out of
with
here.
I'm not the one with the Nigerian Nightmares poster, all right?
Me neither. Anyway, Matt Tremont, after running through Little Mondo for a few months, you know, put out this promo, and there's been nothing announced for him, so it will be kind of one of those surprises, and we'll have to see, you know, we'll just have to see what is in store for him after this promo.
Little Mondo, Mondo, Rory. You see, last month, we went to new heights. And I slammed your ass down to the concrete through a table. Fast forward a month later, Tangled Web, the biggest show to this date in 2011. Same result. Mondo through previous tables. And the bulldozer once again is on top of the mountain. But now little Mondo's out of the picture. The bulldozer is here to stay. We found that out a month ago. Hell, we found that out the first day I stepped in the combat zone. Now, it's on the bigger and better things, greener and better pastures. Now the bulldozer is here to fight. And everybody knows I'm going to give you 110% in that ring. The CZW boys in the locker room know it. And the men and women on the other side of the guardrail that pay their hard-earned money know it. Now, to be the best, you've got to stomp the rest. Pinky Sanchez, Necro Butcher, Little Mondo, all off the list.
Hey, DJ! Who you got next? Because whoever wants some, come get some. It's as simple as that. Little Mondo, heal up, brother, because I'm 100% ready to rock and roll. While the man's in exile, doing his thing, I'm taking the throne and taking it, CZW, to heights it's never seen. I will not be stopped. I will not be stopped. This is the company I grew up with, and I'm here to stay. You gotta kill me to beat me, because to be the best, you gotta stomp the rest. CZW, my road to cage of death begins tonight. DJ, whatever you got, throw it at me, because I'm gonna knock them down. Whoever you got, I'm gonna knock them down. I'm gonna knock them down.
Yeah, that was Matt Tremont. Very impressive
promo.
Liked it quite a bit, man. And I can't say enough good about Matt Tremont, dude. He is one of my new favorite deathmatch wrestlers in just a few months. And, you know, we've lost a few. A few have stepped out of the picture. A few have, you know, left us, you know, from one circumstance to the other, you know, to, you know, completely losing one of the best deathmatch wrestlers in the history of deathmatch wrestlers, being J.C. Bailey. You know, to losing a man like Nick Gage to unfortunate circumstances where, you know, he may or he may not be back, you know, within in wrestling. But either way, I mean, this man is still on the earth, and that's great for him. But in the same token, we did lose him as a deathmatch wrestler, and he was one of the top guys going. You know, you got guys that are now really not working deathmatches as much in the Necro Butcher, you know, actually beaten by Matt Tremont. If you guys haven't seen that match, first round tournament of death, I hate to say this, get hit with shit match. You know, they sure as hell got hit with shit. And I'm telling you, like, there is a big void left in deathmatch wrestling and in wrestling overall, because we've lost a lot of big people, you know, through one way or another. And indie wrestling has definitely lost other people to the big leagues as well. And you can only hope that those guys make bigger and better strides and do well for themselves. But either way, there's a lot of voids to be filled. And this is what I keep saying to CZW and people in CZW management, people in that locker room. There is an enormous gap in CZW, and people need to step the fuck up. People need to step the fuck up. They're at least fucking 8 people short of what they were fucking 6. No, I'd say a year ago. A year ago. They're at least 6 or 8 people fucking short of what they were a year ago. And that might be only, you know, a couple months. Some of those people are only like a couple month gap, like your AR Fox, your Rich Swans. They're in Japan, they're in Dragon Gate, they're here, they're there. Well, people are starting to be a little more sporadically booked than they were our steady month-to-month guys before. So there's a big void to be filled. And I believe on the... Yeah, you go ahead and step up, Juan. Mr.
Guys have been down for injuries and
Tobigo will kill you, Juan. Anyway, dude, it's just Tremont is one of those guys, and I could be wrong, but you know what? I'll back this fucking guy until I'm wrong, because I got to be honest with you. The guy, I think, is what we need. I think he is going to be one of the staples of CZW, one of the faces of hardcore, and he's going to carry, be one of the people to carry the hardcore flag for CZW. Of course, we still have, you know, the deathmatch fucking superstars of Danny Havoc. You know, we still have Masada, who is a fucking international deathmatch superstar. So is Danny. I mean, he's definitely gone overseas. But I'm just saying, as far as...
And we also have Mr. I look like I'm walking into Wawa, Devin Moore. I woke up this morning and with the sun down, sunny, noon. Fucking walking normal. That's my fucking thoughts. That's how he fucking should come out. Like, before he comes out, like, before he starts walking, he should just stand there and fucking yawn.
He should come out in pajamas.
And then take the pajamas off and fucking, you know, have his wrestling gear underneath.
Now you should just just wrestling pajamas. Because generally, like, his overall ring attitude is, like, he's about to take a nap. Like, so.
He should even comb his hair. He should look like he just woke up from a nap. It's like, I don't
want to fuck. Well, anyway, well, you know, it is what it is there. but anyway, Matt Tremont, like I said, to me, you know, really part of the future of CZW. I could see it in him. And again, if I'm wrong, I guess we'll see. But I hope not. I hope not. I think he's got the fucking passion. He's got the ability. He's got, you know, everything he fucking needs, honestly. So, big fan, big supporter, and we'll have to see. Let me see what the fuck. Just hold on 1 minute. Fucking shit. All right. So next match we got the CZW Wired TV title, and that is Jay Crist, the champion, defending against Christian Haim, who won the aerial assault match at Tangled
Last
Web.
Week.
And, you know, he earned his shot, beating, I believe, 7 other people, you know, to get into there. And that's pretty tremendous. So, I don't know, man. I would definitely like to see what goes on next. I would definitely like to see that match because I got to tell you, Jake Crist and Christian Haim definitely have chemistry. These guys are no strangers to each other. They worked each other many a times on Insanity Pro Wrestling. Big shout out to those guys who are going to be running a little back and forth with, you know, stuff like that. CZW Ewok is mentioning the chair-assisted senton. Yeah, big shout out to Hi-Zeah. He was the one to do that. He's another Insanity Pro Wrestling guy from over there. I do hope to see him back in CZW, so hopefully we can see that again. We can see those type of things again. And his whole style is very, very good. CZW, again, should really have open applications right now. There should be no question about it. This guy should definitely be, you know, just... That guy should be, you know, brought back in. But DJ really should be searching and searching and searching. I don't know what his mentality is. We may just try to have him on soon just to see where his head is at. And, you know, going into Cage of Death and seeing, you know, the type of things that we could look forward to and, you know, what he can give us. You know, maybe we'll holler at DJ for a minute. But I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, every time we have DJ on, it's always an interesting interview.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Jay Crist and Christian Haim. That will be, I think, a very good match. I think these guys can work a very, very high, you know, fast-paced, high-impact match. I really think that these guys can go back and forth. I actually think it'll be a technical masterpiece, and I think you could look forward to some really good shit out of those guys. Then you have the CZW Junior Heavyweight Champion. Oh, no, what? See, even the site gets this wrong. You know, Adam Cole had to correct us when we had him on the show, and the site doesn't even post it right. CZW World Junior Heavyweight Champion. They just have him as a Junior Heavyweight Champion, but it's okay. He hasn't been here for a few months. Maybe he lost the world. Adam Cole issues an open challenge to any of the previous CZW champion. Any previous CZW champion, I said. Not any of the, but yeah. So, that actually isn't specific towards junior champion either. So, I mean, you guys let your imaginations wander and see what happens, and I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I would love to see fucking a match between Adam Cole and Ruckus.
That happened the last time he made an open challenge, and I think that's stupid. Didn't it?
That's going to be Ryan McBride.
Here's my prediction. Adam Cole versus Derek Frazier.
Wow, not a bad idea.
Derek Frazier did come back last month, and, you know, he was mixed into, like, a big conglomerate, but he did hold a belt, I believe. And
yeah, he was a CZW junior heavyweight champion.
World junior. But,
no, he wasn't world at the time. It wasn't world at the time.
Well,
it was
junior. He didn't defend it. No. Because he didn't defend it across the world, but Trent made that title a world title. So,
yeah, but Adam
I believe
Cole,
everybody has been a world title.
Adam Cole defended that belt in England and Germany.
I don't know. I thought the title became a world title as soon as it crossed the borders. I didn't know every champion needed to cross the border to be a world champion. I don't know.
I guess
it's up to, you know, whoever's discretion on that one. But, yeah, it could be what it be. No problem.
Has the CZW tag team titles been defended in overseas?
Shit. I don't. Actually, I think so. I think, actually, at one point, Zandig and Wifebeater were tag team champions over in, like, Mexico or some silly shit like that.
They fucking purposely did that. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going on a fucking tour. Okay, you win the belt, and you take it over, and then you be world. We can make it a world title.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. You know, they do shit like that, but... Anyway, speaking of world tag team titles and then the tag team champion titles and about world things, you know, Philly's Most Wanted, Joker and Black Tees, they are defending against Team Fight Club Pro, which is Trent Seven and M.K. McKinnon.
McKinnon was just in Chikara for Young Lions Cup, so he's been over here for a couple weeks.
Right. Can you give me a reason why I should give a shit about these guys, or...
No.
Okay, good. Because I don't. I've never heard of these fucking guys. I think I pay enough attention to wrestling. And, hey, man, I'm not well-versed in all the overseas talent, but I haven't heard... either of these two guys named as fucking, hey, man, that guy tore shit up or this guy tore shit up. And I've heard a handful of guys, like, you know, that haven't been brought in to stuff over here yet. But I've never heard of these guys. I'm going to go ahead and say these guys are fucking jokes. And this is going to be lackluster. I guess we're going to have to see. But I don't know shit about these motherfuckers, and we're going to have to see. I know they cut a promo. I didn't put it up, but... they did cut a promo challenging a whole bunch of people, including Homicide and Low-Key, including the Hit Squad, including those type of guys. And those are the type of things that I would pop for. Those are the type of things that I would look at and I would go, you know what? That's going down. You know what I mean? And I'll promote shit out of, and I would fucking really go all out on this is what the fuck it is. You know what I mean? So... I guess we'll have to see when it comes right down to it what these guys got in them, but I don't think they can hang with Philly's Most Wanted whatsoever. So, I guess we'll see. Oh, get the fuck out of here.
What
happened? Oh, man. I just got a message, and I don't know how completely accurate it is or anything like that, but... I just got a message that Frank Talent died.
Wow.
So, you know, rest in peace, Frank Talent. You know, you've been around, seen a lot of CZW, played a lot of, you know, you played the face to a lot of people, just healing you out in the crowd and blaming you for different stipulations and things that came across because of, you know, different state athletic commission stuff. And I never blamed you, you know, personally for any of that. And if what it is true, definitely, man. Rest in peace, Frank Talent, man. It'll be missed.
Oh yeah. Rodney Rush's put it up. So.
Yeah, I know you always supported wrestling and all that stuff. So yeah, I mean, I'm I I learned about this 30 seconds ago, so yeah, without a doubt, rest in peace, Frank Talent.
Yeah, Matt Truman just posted it, so.
Yeah, man. Let me see. What do I have here? Jesus. Yeah, that's bad.
Sucks.
Huh. Let me, take a break for a second. Let me throw you some more Wally. This is Wally, post game.
We'll come back and we'll finish.
Yeah, we got a couple more matches and some more stuff for you. But this is Wally Backman post game. His team was 6-0. They lost one game. And this is the after game speech. Some of the audio is a little messed up, but this is the best, you know, they'll give us. And check this fucking guy out.
Number one, guys, that team sucked my fucking balls. They're horseshit. We were horseshit. We missed fucking mega signs. Trying to run. Not bunting when I'm giving you the fucking bunt for a base hit with the worst fucking third baseman thrown I've ever seen in my life. When I tell you to do something, do something. Pitchers, read the fucking chart. The guy that fucking beat us was downing. You know what it's on here? Let me fucking tell you. Hits play hard. He hits a fucking home run that he fucking hit 450 feet. He hits a double down the right field line from the other side of the plate to fucking beat us, basically. Read the fucking shit, and you'll fucking learn how to play the game. We are not a home run hitting fucking ball club. We have to do the little things to win the games. We steal bases. We hit and run. We bunt. We got Doc. We got Doc that's going to hit home runs, okay? That's what we got. We're going to run into a few once in a while, a few of you guys. But that's what we got to hit home runs, okay? So we got to do the little things and make it fucking happen. You should be embarrassed losing them cocksuckers. I'll tell you that right now. I know we're 6-1, but we played like shit. We're a lot better club than we've shown right there. So just get your shit together tomorrow. Go out. Take it out on them motherfuckers. They are not good. You should not lose to a club like that. You guys are a lot better than that. We need guys out there to sign autographs. So go get them tomorrow.
And that guy's all fucking chain. So that is that dude, man. I don't know why he never made it in the majors as a manager. I have no idea. Why did they keep that guy out of the fucking anyway. Back to CZW after our quick break, and honestly, we got it. You still there, Eric?
You there?
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Next match we have is the previously mentioned Devin Moore defending his world title.
And with the sugar shining in.
Against VJ Whitmer.
They spelled it wrong on the CZW website, on the press release. They spelled it as BJ Witter.
Oh, Witter. Good. Maybe if you take a letter off his name, it'll be a more even matchup. You know, here's the thing. I feel like as I've continually said how lackluster Devin is coming off as a champion, no matter how much I like that dude as a guy, and I can't say that enough, I think he's a great dude, and I don't think he's a bad worker whatsoever. But I do not think he's cut out to be world champion. I don't. I fucking don't. I have no problem with saying that. There's no way in hell that he deserves to be world champion. And he's proved it every single month as world champion. You know, he proved himself as worthy to be in the company and worthy to be pushed and worthy to be, you know, within any match. But as far as holding and walking with the world title month in and month out, I think he has proved that was not a good idea. So anyway, BJ Whitmer put out a blackout fucking match with, you know, no pun intended, because this thing has shit to do with the blackout, but a blackout fucking match with fucking Sami Callihan last month. So now this puts Devin up to the level of at least matching, at least putting up the same effort. Sami Callihan beat BJ Whitmer and took everything BJ Whitmer had. So now when you put up there that, okay, you know? Fucking B.J. Whitmer now is going to bring the shit to Devin Moore. And Devin Moore has to at least put out what Sami Callihan put out to come out of that match with that world title. That doesn't sound possible at all. Now, do I believe Devin is going to go over? Absolutely. Do I believe that it's going to look anywhere near as the match did last month with Sami? Absolutely not. So I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see what happens. But I'm not a fan of this booking. I'm not. Unless BJ walks with the title, which, again, is kind of crazy because Sami just won. But, again, I mean, if you go that angle, you could have, you know, next thing you know, Sami's contending for the title against a guy he beat already. And that could be very good. But as far as, you know, Devin is going to keep the title and stuff like that, I guess we'll have to see. We'll have to see how it pans out. But this is such a shitty, lackluster fucking title reign. And, you know, with guys like fucking Ego and guys like Moxley and Drake, and those type of guys that preceded
guys
him.
Guys like Ruckus.
Yeah, at the time, but bad example. But these guys fucking made their fucking face. They made their whole shit look like a world champion. They came out. They represented that shit. That fucking match was usually the best one on the card. It was really fucking hard to find a better. I don't really remember fucking Devin Moore stealing the fucking show any time in recent history. And it's a shame because this dude can fucking work his ass off. He can. There's no maybes about it. This guy is a great fucking worker. He's able to do so many different things in that ring. But the presence of a champion needs to be far different. And you can have your junior heavyweight title. You can have your Iron Man, well, it's not there anymore, but you can have your Wire title, which is stupid. You can have your tag titles, you can have your deathmatch title, you can have all that stuff, but your world title defines your company. When people look at your company, who's the champion of your company? Honestly, when I first talked to Trent and Johnny over in a show over here in Tom's River, and I don't know why, I guess it's just like the, you know, common mark question. And they started telling me about CZW. I'm like, oh, if you like this shit, they were doing ladder matches with Rick Blade and Nick Burke over there. And fucking crazy shit, like you'd never seen before. And it was like, you know what? And they were like, yo, if you like that shit, you'll love CZW. I'm like, oh, CZW, what's that? Da, da, da. Like, oh, it's this company from da, 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 da. They wrestle over here. They do really crazy hardcore shit. They're like a next level ECW type thing. And it's and one of the first questions I asked, who's their champion? You know? And they said Justice Payne. He's a really good, just like chameleon wrestler. Like he's able to do, you know, high flying, technical, strong, you know, like power wrestling, fucking. He could do some death matches here and there, even though it's not really his thing. Like, he's able to do, like, a whole bunch of different angles, a bunch of different styles. He's really good. And it sucks you in. You're like, okay, well, I want to see what the fuck that's about. But I don't know. I'm not behind this title reign.
Right.
I'm behind the dude as far as supporting him as a wrestler and everything else. Like, believe me, I'm 100% behind Devin. I like Devin a lot, man, and I never want that to be mistaken amongst, you know, the things that I say about that, but I honestly, I can't support this title reign. It's ridiculous. It's really lackluster and ridiculous. Everybody else but him has had the best match on the card since he's had that title. So.
But he's a cool dude, you know what I mean?
He's beyond a cool dude. He's a cool dude. He's a great worker. He has every fucking right to deserve a spot on that card and fucking well, you know, mid-card or above. Not just, give that guy a shot. No. I mean, he has earned every fucking thing he's got, believe me. He's even earned the right to be a world champion. But the fact of the matter is, once that shit has been on him, he hasn't carried it right. He hasn't carried it right at all. He's a very laid-back dude, which is just fine. But as far as a flagship, that's not it. And if you're a heel,
you could be that laid back, I don't give a shit, dude. As a face, no, you can't, dude. I just don't believe that that's actually a good attitude to roll with as a champion. That's just me. I could be wrong. I'm just, you know, I'm just one fan. But, you know, like, in the long run, I guess we'll see, you know, how it's received and how people, you know, line him up against the other champions that have been there. You know, it is what it is. So, that's that. Enough ranting and raving about that. Well, the main event. And this is, you know, something that if nobody shows up to this for anything else, if nobody buys this DVD for anything else, I don't think it's a pay-per-view, is it?
No, it's not.
No, well, it should be. For this, if not anything else. But it is title versus title, and I'm going to comment on the stipulation immediately after this match and get that out of the way. Title versus title, kamikaze death match. Both titles will be suspended above the ring, and that is Ryuta Ito, current BJW heavyweight deathmatch champion, versus Masada, current CZW ultraviolent underground champion. Both titles on the line, suspended above the ring in a kamikaze deathmatch. Okay, here goes my negative, and then I'll get right back to how much I love this match.
Real quick, though, what the fuck is a kamikaze deathmatch? Anyway.
Yes. What is a kamikaze death match? As well as I would like to really negatively comment the idea of this. Okay? Now, everybody knows what Sunday is. Sunday is the 10-year anniversary of 9/11. Saturday is the CZW show. If anybody out there can find a less appropriate thing to name a death match the day before the 10-year anniversary of 9/11, please let me know, because I feel like the kamikaze death match is one of the least is the most tasteless fucking name for a match. And I'm not saying it hasn't been done before, because I really have no knowledge of that. It might have happened in Japan. It might have done. I really don't know. But bottom line is, 10-year anniversary of these planes hitting buildings with fucking suicide fucking terrorists flying them. The day before, to name that shit a kamikaze death match. You're a fucking retard. Whoever made the decision to call that shit that, to say, let's go ahead with that the day before the 10-year anniversary of 9/11, dude, that is fucking ignorant. That is so fucking stupid. I can't even, and I'll be sure to make a statement on this one, because I still have the shirt that came out like the October show at CZW, they had shirts that said "United We Effin' Stand CZW" and had the American flag on it. And you know, they gave respect to what had just happened. Now, in retrospect, 10 years later, we're you know, paying respect to a fallen fallen CZW wrestler once again in Chris Cash, down with the sickness, and the next day is the 10-year anniversary of, you know, a horrific terrorist attack on our country, which obviously, you know, wasn't carried out by Japan or anything like that. And, you know, kamikaze is actually a term that was, you know, derived from, like, you know, Japan, that was a suicide, you know, whether a suicide bomber, you know, someone who flew a plane into something, and, you know, that type of thing. And I just think it's very, very classless to, you know, put it out there like that. I really do. I have no respect for the decision to do that. And, you know, deathmatch wrestling, believe me, I'm all about, and I'm going to go another 5-10 minutes about how awesome this fucking match is going to be, but the bottom line is I think that was a ridiculous decision to make the name of the match a kamikaze death match. I just,
It's fucked up. Yeah, it's fucked up. So, yeah, man. You have any thoughts on that?
Fucking, I just, you know, we talked about this earlier in the week, so that.
Huh?
So we talked about this earlier in the week with, like, the whole, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But either way.
I just think it's ridiculous. I don't know who fucking thinks of these stupid names for shows. I mean, for matches. And I wish that they would have...
Stupid names are one thing. It's, you know...
Get hit with shit match or something. Like, why don't they just name it like that? Like, that's the greatest name in the world. Or whatever the fuck we have in the back.
But either way. You know, not to get away from what it actually is and everything like that. You have Ryuji Ito facing off against Masada. This is going to be some serious shit.
It's my second time seeing Ito wrestling live.
Yeah, I've never got the chance to see Ito wrestling live, but the Deathmatch Dragon will be coming in to wrestle, fight Masada one-on-one in this ungodly named Deathmatch. And they will
be
kicking
war.
The fucking shit out of each other. And I'm telling you, these guys are going to do some shit. I cannot wait. It is supposedly real heat between them, which I'll replay the promo that I played a couple weeks ago in just a minute. But, no, I am very much looking forward to this. These are two very, very violent, very hardcore motherfuckers. You are not going to see anything like this anywhere else in the fucking country. Let me fucking tell you, dude. And good luck to fucking these, you know, IWA Mid-South Reborn, fucking, you know, next week they got their King of the Death match. We'll talk about that next week before it happens. But good luck topping the match that these two fucking beasts in the death match fucking wrestling business are going to put on. Because I'm telling you, it's not going to be fucking easy. You guys got a long, long way to come to fucking top. And they got some seriously talented. Half of the guys in there are fucking CZW talent. But let me tell you something. Fucking the match that Danny Havoc, Gusset Place death match just put on with fucking Masada. The match that fucking Ito is going to put on with Masada. I mean, the Tournament of Death that just passed. The fucking, oh, tremendous Scotty and Drake just doing their fucking Tangled Web fucking, oh, Circus Deathmatch. I'm telling you, CCW is the fucking best in deathmatch wrestling, and this is why. You're going to see why. This is going to be yet another example on why they are the very top in deathmatch wrestling. And, you know, again, for those of you who have not heard the promo that Masada cut on Ryuji Ito, here it is.
September, Ito Ryuji, you're coming to Philadelphia to CZW, motherfucker.
Hey.
Gusset Plate Deathmatch. I'm sure a fucking gimmick you're going to try to rip off me again, you piece of shit. You know, 8 years of being in Big Japan and going through bullshit constantly every fucking day, trying to fucking figure out how I'm gonna fucking eat over there and fucking working my ass off for that fucking company to build some fucking pristine to that fucking company whenever fucking Gaiji fucking left it. The working relationship with CZW and Big Japan is back. And you need to figure out which side I'm gonna be on. Yeah, Big Japan's on my fucking logo. Right here on my fucking shorts. Because I consider that my Japanese home-based company. But you fucking treated me like fucking dog shit. And you know that's a fucking shoot, you piece of shit. You get the translators over to Japan to fucking... so you can understand this? When you kayfabe the fact that you speak fucking English? September, you're coming to Philadelphia to the fucking CZW arena. And I swear to fucking God, win or lose, I'm gonna beat your fucking ass. Look at that shit, you fucking piece of shit.
We'll send this shit to Samurai TV, you fucking asshole. You and Hoshino fucking last fucking month ripped off me and Thumbtack Jack's fucking syringe spot. Fuck you. You're an uncreative piece of shit, dude, that's over fucking height. And you fucking know it. There's no fucking politics in this fucking company. There's no fucking office in Japan in this fucking company that's gonna save your fucking ass. When this fucking work of a fucking business turns into a goddamn fucking shoot. I'll see you fucking September, motherfucker.
Yes, you will. And that date is only 2 days away. For anybody who can get the fuck out there, get the fuck out there. Let me tell you, fucking these guys are not going to upset. And if you can't get out there, you better get that DVD because you will not be upset with what you see. These guys are going to kill each other. And I cannot wait to be there live, front row, camera in hand. You guys, stay tuned, man. Jeff Hardy's on my TV, on a sad note. Go ahead.
What you said?
Huh?
What did you say?
I said Jeff Hardy's on my TV on a sad note.
Wait a minute. I thought you were watching football.
I was, and then, see, my DVR is only allowed to fucking play, like, two things at the same time. It's only allowed to record two things, and TNA's on my shit. And then when Louis started taping, because I got to get Louis, when Louis started taping, it said, you can't watch football anymore. So it kicked me back to this. And, yeah. Yep. So I'll have to catch up with the rest of that. Yeah, I do like the statement that there's no politics in CZW. I thought that was hilarious. But, no politics in CZW, huh, guys? All right. Yeah. You're like, no other. It's like nothing else. CZW, it's like nothing else. Yeah, how did Jeff get on football? Yeah. Fucking, yeah. Yeah, thanks, Brent. Back me up, Brent. Fucking DVR sucks. I hate Comcast. It could suck my nuts. These motherfuckers. Hi. I miss my TiVo so much, dude. It's ridiculous. Oh, Jesus. The TNA has actually crossed the line where they're into, overtime, I guess. And they're officially calling TNA Mancers on my on my DVR. Mancers my ass. So anyway. no politics in CCW, though. That's a plus. So anyway, what else we got? Eric, sounds like I'm talking to Darth Vader. Eric. Okay, I'm hearing breathing. That's fantastic.
Fuck you!
You up yet?
Hey.
You. You there?
Yeah, you're
back. Fantastic. All right. So, what you got, man?
I'm thinking of fucking some shit to talk about right now. What haven't we talked about? I'm looking at my sheet. I thought I had more shit on here. I can't fucking find the other shit that I was looking for. I'm actually looking for the other fucking sheet. So that's why if you haven't heard me for a while, I fucking put the phone down. I was looking for the sheet.
Oh, you're looking for sheets?
Well, I had a sheet full of fucking that I wanted to talk about.
Oh, that's
more shit to talk about.
Well, this weekend, if you're
card.
Not... Yeah.
I had that Ring of Honor card. I can't find that fucking Ring of Honor card.
um, this weekend, if you're not able to attend CZW because you are more in the area of Indiana, then you definitely need to check out Dragon Gate, teaming up with IPW a little bit. And, man, I'm telling you, fucking, they are actually doing tomorrow night, Chasing the Dragon, September 9, 2011. 7 o'clock IPW bell time. The IPW bonus card at 7 o'clock is Christian Hayne versus Jesse Emerson, Drake Younger versus Dave Crist, and Jake Crist versus Dustin Reyes. That is your bonus card. And then at 8 o'clock, live, you will get this card.
That's tomorrow, right?
Right. You'll get Pinky Sanchez versus Lewis Linden.
Linden.
That's the guy. You'll get an open invitational elimination match of B.J. Whitmer, Sugar Dunkerton, Billy Rock, Flip Kendrick, one or two more participants from seminar / tryout that afternoon. You also get a special challenge match, Eric Cannon versus John Davis. You will get a very special attraction match in Naruki Doi, one-on-one versus Sammy Callahan. You will get a special tag team challenge match, Yamato and Masato Yoshino versus Chuck Taylor and Johnny Gargano. Then you will get what I would believe would be the main event, because this match is fucking fantastic, and that is a 3-on-3 match. It's a captain's match. The match can only end if Pac or Ricochet score the fall on each other, and that is Pac, A.R. Fox, and Rich Swann teaming up against Ricochet, Seema, and Akira Tozawa. That is
what
a fucking match. Dream match. Holy shit. That's not even
the pay-per-view. That's not the main event. The main event is going to be the Black G's, Fabian, taking on you.
No, it's not. So, that is a tremendous fucking match, dude. I
found the fucking list. It was right in the file. I fucking put that shit in my fucking, one of the drawers. And it was
what?
Over the fucking box. No, I said I found the list of fucking Ring of Honor stuff. It was in the fucking bottom drawer of my fucking
right,
desk.
Right, so then the next day, you will have your iPay-per-view, which will be that one. We'll have.
Wait, they're both in the pay-per-views?
No, just the Saturday one.
I mean, the Friday
and that,
one.
No, not the Friday one. The Friday one is not an iPay-per-view.
Oh, okay.
It's not. Draggate USA will present Untouchable September 10th. Chicago, and this will be Rich Swann versus John Davis, Johnny Gargano versus Akira Tozawa, no DQ match, Sabu and AR Fox versus Eric Cannon and Pinky Sanchez, a four-way freestyle, winner gets to book future match for his stable, Masato Yoshino, Naruki Doi, Sammy Callahan, and Chuck Taylor in a four-way. You also have a one-on-one match between Pac and Ricochet. You have Yamato defends the Open the Freedom Gate title match against Seema. And, again, I mean, if you can't go hit that CZW show up, which I believe is the fucking move. That is the fucking move. Yes, CCW Ewok, Sabu is teaming up with AR Fox. You heard me right.
Sabu.
Yeah, absolutely. So, That is that match. That is that whole show. That's the two shows, actually. It's what it is, man.
And I believe Jersey All-Pro, or, yeah, Jersey All-Pro.
CDW Ewok, no, I'm talking about Dragon Gate. Actually booked that. So, go ahead.
Was JFCW canceled?
I Juan was saying something about that. I really don't know. I don't know if it went high tide and washed that shit off the shore. I'm not really sure.
It fucking took the ring and fucking went out the shore with fucking Fat Frank on the ring waving, "Help me, please. Somebody out there, help me."
Oh, fuck. I'm trying to find this goddamn NFL game now, for Christ's sakes.
35-27.
Oh, Jesus. Who's winning?
Green Bay.
Green Bay's actually holding a stranglehold on them, you know? Fucking, they're striking back, but Green Bay is a fucking animal. They didn't win that world title off of fucking nothing, man. They are world champions, that's for sure. They're holding it up. Now I'm back. Okay, great.
I don't understand what's going on fucking Facebook today, but that shit is taking forever to load.
Well, what can you do?
Fuck Facebook. Fuck Facebook.
Yeah, fuck book. 42-27, Green Bay.
They
wow, they
just
still got
scored
pretty much the whole fourth quarter left. Yes, they sure did. Spike the ball on top of that. Lambeau leap. Yeah. That's a big-ass dude doing the Lambeau leap, too. But anyway, get the Ring of Honor card.
Okay. I think it's going to be an awesome show. I'm actually looking forward to it.
Okay.
And
tell
by
us
the way,
why.
No Davey Richards, because he's going to be in Japan for this show.
That's ridiculous.
So, main event, it's a ladder war, and it's not even... I know, yeah. I think it's a title match. Yeah, title match. Is it a title match? I didn't write down. Well, it's the Briscoes versus the All Night Express. I don't think it's a title match. I think it's for a contract for Glory by Honor 10. And it's a title shot there. Because the champions are Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas. So the winners of this match will take on Shelton and Haas for the tag belts at Glory by Honor 10.
Okay.
Eddie Edwards versus Roderick Strong in a 2 out of 3 falls match.
All right.
Shelton Benjamin one-on-one with the Prodigy Mike Bennett. That should be a good match because Prodigy Mike Bennett has really been on fire in Ring of Honor. He's like their next up and coming guy.
Yeah, I still don't know shit about that guy.
Yeah. You have to watch this match with Jay Lethal from that show that you still haven't watched. Back in, when was that, February or January? It might have been actually 2 years ago.
It might have been?
Yeah, maybe about 5 years ago.
So Ravi Ditchard is over in Japan?
Yeah, for this show, yeah.
Fucking Ravi.
Hey, he's fucking making money. Whatever.
Ravi Ditchard, what is he doing?
Yeah. He's banging Sonny. Did I say that?
Huh?
I said he's banging Sonny. Oh, wait, did I just say that? No, I don't know. There's rumors about that back in the day.
Huh.
Charlie Haas versus Michael Elgin. Should be decent. Should be a good match.
Yeah, could be.
Another tag match is going to be real interesting to see because he's making his return. Jay Lethal and his tag partner, Homicide, versus Tommaso Ciampa and his tag partner, the War Machine, Rhino.
Oh, fucking God. I really, really wish to fucking...
And the Young Bucks versus the Bravado Brothers versus Future Shock of Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly. And
why do they why does everybody keep booking Rhino, and what is his fucking going rate at this point? Like, how many fucking people are going to keep paying this fucking block of a dude that really does fucking minimal in the ring? This looks fucking menacing because he's big.
It's not your problem.
What
you're
the
not, you're not
fuck
the one that's
guy.
Booking him. You're not
I'm the one who has to sit through it while people keep calling him the fucking war machine and the fucking beast and don't fuck yourself, you fucking Jesus Christ.
Are you telling Fat Frank and you are you telling Frank Goodman to fuck themselves?
I don't like the cut of your jib, fella.
You know? Fuck, man. Yeah,
Frank Goodman had something to say. I think we caught that. What did he say? Frank Goodman. Let's see if we have his audio clip.
I don't think we have anything from Frank Goodman.
Okay.
No. But just look at the little
Obama
fucking...
Obama had something to say about him a couple weeks ago. I don't remember, though. I don't remember what he said, though.
What?
Obama recorded something earlier about Rhino.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, he might have said and different things. I mean, I've heard a lot of things that a lot of people have said. I mean, I really don't know, dude. But I'm not a fan of Rhino. I'm really not a fan of Rhino.
And then we have El Generico versus Jimmy Jacobs. I would have liked this match if it happened 6 years ago, but not now.
I would like to see it when
El Generico versus Jimmy Jacobs. I would like to see it when Jimmy Jacobs was taking the power bombs off the top rope onto the outside floor, onto the barricade.
Right.
Because I would like to see El Generico
getting
my brain back.
I even heard fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger talk about Rhino, and you know, he sees Rhino and he goes,
I've seen you before. You're the asshole on TV.
You know? It's just, it's how people feel. It's not me. So what can I do? So anyway.
That does it for that Ring of Honor card.
Alright.
That's in that pay-per-view, by the way.
What's that?
So that's an IPPV, too.
Nice.
That's it for
Ring of Honor,
though.
Fuck that Dunkin' Donuts in South Philly, I'm telling you, because I'm either going to climb through the fucking... Why are you asking me? I don't know about that shit show. One, I don't know about SCW. I don't know. I was watching Plunge of Death Machine when the first one went on, and I'm going to CZW when the second one is or isn't going on, so I don't know, dude.
Plunge of Death Machine.
He'll get back to you, you know?
A couple of years later.
It is what it is. What's a good pickup line? Oh, gonna take a shit. Oh, yeah, dude. No, fuck that. I will not allow us stopping at the fucking South Philly Dunkin' Donuts because I'm gonna end up punching this fucking dude in the mouth or, you know, someone's going to catch E. coli off the coffee because these people are fucking horrible. I've never seen people conduct business like this, but these people, every month, they're fucking crazy. This fucking dude, first he tries to play like fucking Casanova and shit, and he's like, oh, what do you want, baby? And then, like, I shout over the fucking passenger seat because, you know, I'm in the passenger seat, and she's like, I just want a coffee. And I'm like, yeah, okay, sweetheart. Just give me that coffee, sweet tits. Hit it up. Hit it up, honey. You know? So I don't know what the fuck. Yeah, I ain't getting shit. I just don't like the way he's talking. So I shot over a couple comments and stuff like that. And it's only got worse. Month after month, it's gotten fucking worse. These motherfuckers are ridiculous. And then, like, he fucking gave her a coffee last month and then fucking, you know, thank you. Thank you for your service. And then, like, 30 seconds later, before we pull up, you hear, I gotta take a shit. Like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck is going on here? That's what I'm saying. There is no stopping there. You better get some fucking stack or twos or some fucking caffeine pills, girl, because you ain't fucking stopping there. I'll dive right through the fucking window. You know? So, no. I'm telling you, this motherfucker is going to get pulled out of that little folding window in South Philly. And like, it's like a fucking alley, too. Like, you got to drive through this little punk-ass alley. You know what I mean? Where, like, it's like a wall, and then you and this fucking dude that needs to take a shit and wants to fuck your girl. You know what I mean? And you just want to mush his face into, like, five fucking Boston cream donuts, you know? And just drop an elbow on him, you know? It's fucking puts you in an awkward predicament. You get finished watching Deathmatch Wrestling, and then you show up to this guy like, hey, baby, what you want, a donut? Like, I will get out this fucking car and put a tire iron through your fucking throat. That's not even what I planned on doing. I just wanted to fucking ride home. She needs a coffee. What the fuck, man? Jesus Christ. Okay. Yeah, put a Kenzen in. I don't ride with Kenzens, but, you know, not beyond me.
Hey, Jay, have you watched the DVDs I gave you last time?
I'll wrap this fucking ratchet around your head, you jerk off. No, I didn't watch the DVDs.
Are they still in the car?
I think they are. I'll get around to it, dude. Get your tickets to what, Juan? I get your tickets to the Dunkin' Donuts and get you fucked by some faggot in the drive-thru. I mean, who doesn't roll with Kentons? Shit, dude, I left them at home last month. That was my problem. Like, I normally have them in my wallet. They stick right through the leather. But, I mean, what can you do? You know, I'm not perfect, that's for sure. So, yeah. What else have we got? Faggots at Dunkin' Donuts. People. I don't know. What else we got? Next week, there's a possibility of us running a half-hour simulcast with our boys over there at the Wrestling Soup. Check them out, wrestling-news.com. Not really sure what they're doing tonight. I heard, like, little mixed messages. They're running a show, but Mitch might not be on. He's preparing for... I don't know, but big shout-out to them. They're my boys over there. And hopefully we'll be running little half-hour simulcast. We'll be running our show just as normal, but we'll actually be calling into their show. So they'll be on our show. We'll be on their show. It'd be really, really big. And, peace, CCW Ewok. We'll hit you up next week. Check us out. But, I think, we're pretty much run out of steam ourselves. So, what else we got, Eric?
No, that's about it.
I think that's about it as well. Like I said, everybody go out there, check out CZW this weekend. And if you do, Life is calling, and he's got a ninja mask. Nice. If you are in the area, you know, just go check out CZW. We're about done CZW walk, but, you know, whatever. Anybody out there in a chat land got any questions for us? Anybody want to put some shit up? You go right ahead, and we'll get at it. Because we're pretty much out of stuff. But we'll give it that couple minutes. Any Q&A from the chat?
I remember the one
on.
Time we had Q&A, it turned out to be ridiculous. I haven't seen Lane in a while. Lane in a while.
Well, what can you do? Here's Juan typing. Typing away. Let me see.
He probably wants that that Dunkin' Donuts phone number.
Huh?
I said he probably wants that Dunkin' Donuts phone number.
No, he probably does. That's fine. I'm not a big MMA fan. Brent, I like it. I like to see people beat the shit out of each other. I just can't follow it that much. It's kind of like college football. Like, the superstars switch out every 2-3 years.
and I can't keep up with it. Like, that's the same reason, like, I love football, but college football I can't keep up with because all the superstars switch out every 2 to 3 years, and that's the same way MMA is. So I kind of feel like it, they kind of lose me, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Shit up. Brent's telling us to shit up. Oh, okay. Cool. Will do. Let me see. Give it a couple beats here. And oh, cool. Yeah, he agrees with my MMA assessment. But that's just what it is. Like I said, I mean, it's cool. Like, you get behind a fucking Tito Ortiz. Next thing you know, he gets his head caved in by Chuck Liddell, and it's like, oh, he's gone now. Let go.
He's back a couple years later.
Oh, yeah. Now he's beating Jenna Jameson up in the fucking main event. You know, I mean, these things happen. I don't really, Yeah, I like Bully Beatdown. Big fan of Bully Beatdown. Ah. Okay. Yeah, Bully Beatdown is fucking awesome. Big fan of that. I like that. They beat the bullies up. Get you ticks to what, you motherfucker? Like, you keep yelling, give me ticks. Get you ticks.
For CZW.
I get you fucking fleas and ticks, you retard. What do you want?
He wants you to pay for his ticket for CZW.
I don't know about all that, dude. You can roll with us, though. I got another reserved seat, man. I'll give you between today and tomorrow to hit me up. Otherwise, I'll tell them I only got 2 out of 3. But hit me up, Juan. Whatever. That's all I'm saying. Ain't no ticks on me. I mean, maybe bugs on some of you mugs.
Oh, my God.
The whole shit. Anyway, yeah, I think we're about done. When you get to singing fucking flea and tick commercials, then you got to go.
I woke up this morning with the sun down.
Yeah, it doesn't make it any better. So, if you ain't got nothing else, I guess we'll wrap this up. Yeah, check us out next week. Thursday, 9 p.m., as always. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You know, big shout-out. I'll hit you up, Juan, dude. Fuck I look like. Anyway... For Eric Williams, I am J-Cat Morris, and we're going to have to see you motherfuckers next week. So, let me see. 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. So, what? I was going to say go run. Yeah, Nina said for him to go run in the woods because he'll get plenty of ticks. So, let me see. Well... For Eric Williams, I am J-Cat Morris. We'll check you motherfuckers out next week. Peace.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And it's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over. And we're taking over. And we're taking over.